Verse number 9. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. Look at verse 14. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. So he's hanging on the cross, and basically he said his bones are out of joint. He's disjointed already from the weight of his own body bearing down as he's crucified on the cross. I mean, the amount of pain to be going through is just tremendous. The suffering. My heart is like wax. I mean, it's melting, right? His heart is just... there's nobody providing him comfort. He's looking around. I mean, nobody's showing pity on him. Everyone's just reviling him, hating on him, you know, torturing him. His heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. I mean, his body is to the point of exhaustion. He has no more strength. He can't do anything. He can't lift himself. You know, he's... just drained. My tongue cleaveth to my jaws. Just that level of swelling in your mouth when you just get so thirsty. And it's just sticky and it's really, really uncomfortable. Just add that on top of everything else, right? And thou hast brought me into the dust of death, for dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. Again, how much more? This isn't Nostradamus. This is real prophecies and predictions that all that are spread out and all come true in the matter of a day. I mean, from all over the place, it's just like just one entire day span, and we've got here, and specifics. Very specifics on what's being prophesied. How can you ignore this? How could an unbeliever look at the Bible and say, yeah, that's not that doesn't have the finger of God on it? Man just created that. No way. Man's not that smart. Man is not that complicated in their mind to be able to put all of this together. No way. We know that the writings originated where they did. You know, I mean, there's historical evidence showing it's not like the whole Bible was written and compiled, right, you know, at the time of Jesus or something, and they were able to pawn this off as, oh, look at these old prophecies that have come to pass. No way. Well established. That was not the case. No, this is... incredible. This is amazing. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. He was beaten so bad. He was whipped so bad that it cut through his flesh to be able to see his own bones. So I could see my bones. They look and stare upon me. And when he says tell, that means he could count them. Think of like a bank teller. He could count his, he could go 1, 2, 3, 4, because he could see him. That's the level of beating that Jesus took. And the amount of blood that's poured out of his body from his head wounds, from those wounds. I mean, if he didn't die from blood loss, he probably would have. You know, I mean, that's... I can't say I've heard people, you know, preach that or talk about that before. I mean, who knows? We can just look at the level of his wounds, though, and it's very serious, in addition to just being pierced and nailed and hanging to a cross, whether he died of asphyxiation or you know, whatever. None of it is a good way, you know, to go. It's a very, very painful death, very agonizing, and this is what the Son of God endured for us.